So in this death meditation I'm going to do with you, we're going to be letting go those layers of imprints and the conditionings and the rules and the belief systems to enable something new to start to come up through you. Okay. So again, I'm just going to ask you to please close your eyes, make yourself comfortable. I'm going to lead you through a very similar experience to last week, except I'm not going to ask you to be touching your bodies this way, but that was just to connect you into your bodies. This time we're just going to use visualization and breath. All right. So I'd like you to take your awareness to the top of your head. And just open the top of your head like a flower, feeling that softening and that opening. Now, this whole process is going to be one of going inwards and downwards. Just imagine a flower dying. It goes back down in on itself, okay? And then it dies right down into the ground, and then the seeds that are still there then create something new that rises up. So we're going to do the same process. So you can almost imagine that your chin is slightly tucked in and you're almost going into yourself. So as you connect with that unconscious, with the conscious masculine, with the divine masculine, that golden light, feel that entering through the top of your head. And just a reminder of the qualities of the presence and the containment of the masculine. So it's like he's deeply present with you and providing this safe, protective, containing space. And the masculine is the death. It is the emptiness and the spaciousness. And then the feminine that we're going to bring in is the life. It's the rebirth and the growth. So the masculine holds a space into which we then surrender. So he holds it for us. We're not dropping into nothingness. We're emptying out inside. And that divine masculine presence is holding all of that. So starting with your head, just feel how you start to release the thinking, the looping, the busyness in the head. So emptying out their mind, creating this spaciousness and this vast blackness, this void behind the eyes. Emptying out the beliefs about who you should be. The beliefs about who you are. The beliefs about what life is like. Emptying out all of these beliefs and these ways of thinking that keep us stuck in this hardness, in this very limited way of being. So as you take your awareness to your breath, breathe in through the nose and empty out through your mouth with an open mouth and a very slack and relaxed jaw. And every breath again is a breathing in life and then dying, releasing with an out breath. It's receiving life and letting go. So with each out breath, just emptying out your head. Further emptying that space behind your eyes. And remembering when we do these exercises, any feeling that comes up is valid. There's nothing that's right or wrong. So if you notice something comes up, just gently acknowledge it. So for instance, if there's resistance, irritation with the process, disconnection, acknowledge it, allow it to be acknowledged in that space created by that masculine, and then breathe it out, empty it out. And if you judge yourself for anything that comes up, acknowledge the judgment, just let it be there, and then breathe it out. Emptying out all these judgments, where the belief systems are looping, the need to worry, because when we believe that we're somehow in control, if we're worrying enough about it, if we're thinking enough. When so often we waste such a lot of energy worrying and thinking about things that never happen. So releasing the need of the mind to be in control, that safety mechanism that it has, belief that it has protecting us through worrying. Just allowing that space to be there for something new to come in. And tuning in again to that holding of that masculine presence, the containment of the masculine. So it is within this contained space that we can empty out. So we rest, just resting into it. And then emptying out your heart. Again, using your breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Emptying out from the heart space. Emptying out your identifications with your emotions. Your judgments of your emotions. How we routinely respond. So we often have patterned ways of responding emotionally. Whether it is to get reactive, to go into panic, to cry. Releasing judgments about those and also just releasing those patterns, breathing them out. Feeling your heart becoming empty. Releasing the prickliness, the hard edges, the defenses. Just softening and emptying out your heart. And if it helps to just use that breath, emptying out with the breath. Feeling that divine masculine creating that container and emptying out within this container. Feeling that spaciousness within the held space of the masculine. Empty head. Empty heart. And then moving down into the belly. This is where we hold all our forms, all our creations. This is where we hold our relationships and our ways of being in the world. The work that we do, the projects we're doing. I'd like you to, we're going to start emptying out these creations into the earth, right down into the darkness and blackness of the earth. into the void at that space where the earth just receives them, and they become just pure energy, just becomes transmuted into energy, which can become something else in time. So feeling how you soften the pelvis as you empty out this contain this inside this container, inside the space that is held by the masculine. Feel then how it enables you to drop downwards and soften your pelvis so that you can empty out from the belly through your root chakra right down into the earth. And begin to empty those forms, those ways of being that you have created in your life in order to be safe and to be loved. So the ways that you all thought about and felt within you through the exercise of needing to suppress yourself in certain ways or live small. These are forms of you that you've created in the world. And as long as they're present and unconscious, you're going to continue creating those within those forms. So feeling those dropping away, emptying out into the earth, dropping into the womb of the earth, emptying out your work, emptying out projects that you have on the go, things that you need to do. Emptying out your relationship with an intimate partner, if you have one. So you're not letting go of the relationship, you're letting go of the form that you take in that relationship and the way that you have put that relationship into a form. You're letting that go so that that relationship can be what is true for the relationship. Emptying out your relationship with your children, if you have. Letting that all drop away into the darkness, into the womb of the earth. Always being conscious of that divine masculine presence holding you. Creating that space in which you can rest and be supported as you empty out. Emptying out your relationships with your parents. So you may have already felt some of this emptying in working with the forms that I mentioned through the exercise. Emptying out who you are, who you try to be in the world, or how you see yourself in the world. And in all of this emptying, just getting to a place where it feels like there's nothing else to create. There's nothing to create. There's nothing to do. It's a place of absolute surrender. And as you do that, just feel how your pelvis softens even more and you really just drop right down into the earth. Into this void where from which things can grow and arise and grow into their true expression. But at this point, you're just being there. Just dropping right down into the earth with nothing to do, no role to fill, nothing to create, no pressures, just a deep surrender into trusting that what needs to come through you will come through you in a very healthy, supported and held way. As you stay connected to the masculine and feminine and to your heart. So feeling now the nourishment of the earth. In fact, if you want to, you could lie in a fetal position on the ground, or you can do this on your own when you do this practice. And just imagine that you are a seed, and a seed that has no preconception of how it's going to be or what it's going to be, or what it must do. A seed that just lies nestled deeply in the womb of the earth. Just feeling the ease of being held there and nourished. Just deeply rested. Nothing to do. Nothing that you should become. Really deeply surrendered into that place of rest, of just being and waiting and trusting. And knowing that that golden light of the masculine is constantly shining down to meet you, to enable, to create the container and the clarity to guide you into what you will become when it is time. Just for this moment, just being held in the earth. And tune into where you may be resisting this death. Tune into any resistance that comes up. For many of us, it is this inner critic. It's the judgmental part of us that believes we should be doing to be valid, to be valuable, to be worthy. It's the part of us that believes we're lazy if we stop. Or the part of us that feels unsafe. Like somehow in doing, we're more capable and in control. Tune into these parts of you that may be resisting you, just totally letting go and surrendering into the earth. Just allow those to also be released into the earth. Just drop away. And it, as you're sitting, just always being conscious of the softness in your pelvis, the opening of your root chakra, almost as if you are merging with the earth. You're one with the earth, one with the womb of the earth. It's like that seed. And trusting that when the time is right, as you just stay in this place, what needs to grow from you will come. It will start. You will feel it. You will receive guidance through possibly something you read or something someone says, or a project that somehow just materializes and your heart just goes, yes. And you will feel that it is in alignment with you and your truth. And it's also from this place where you can express your words, express your truth about who you are and what you want and what your needs are. But you need to first rest there. We cannot create when you're exhausted. We cannot be creative when we're exhausted. Cannot fully embrace and express our truth when we're exhausted, when we are shut down and disconnected. So as you just rest there, in time, what needs to flow from this place will flow, because there is this constant feminine essence, this life force within you that is wanting to rise up, is wanting to grow into its greatest potential within you. And that divine masculine presence is going to provide the container and the protection and give it direction as to how it's going to come out into the world. And that's with you always. So just trusting that. So if you are lying on the floor, if you can just come back to sitting again. And just really just feeling that softness in your body, being deeply connected with that feminine essence that is going to rise up through you, that is always rising up through you, if you just allow it, if you create that openness in that space. Just feeling that for a bit longer, and then taking a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, bringing yourself gently back into the room, orientating yourself and your body, taking a look around, and orientating yourself to your space.